Municipalities providing tax breaks is not a new idea, but sometimes it does not work out as planned. This is Onrush. Salisbury has sought approval from Annapolis to provide a tax incentive for residential development around the downtown area. Greg Bassett is editor and general manager for the Salisbury Independent.
I interviewed Dr. Menlo Dierker from Beacon at Salisbury University about this, and his attitude was that, you know, each one of these things has to be designed to fit the community and what the need is. But the city's trying to achieve here is by bringing more people downtown. So there's condo developments that are planned for the Port of Salisbury Marina, which would have lots of housing. There are some hotel proposals for Route 13. There's a huge project for Lot 1 that Gillis Gilkerson wants to build. Lot 1 is that big parking lot in the center of Salisbury. That would be a mix of retail, offices, and housing. The developer for that, Greg Gillis, told me, he said, we can't do our project without the tax abatement. So right now the city gets nothing for that property. He's bought the right to develop it. They get the money from parking fees is all. But with a tax abatement, you know, you could have a $20 or $30 million project there someday. So something like that would have very much taxable income, you know, farther down the line. So these things have worked, and they have not worked, or they haven't incentivized a lot. Sometimes they start slow. You can argue that where Brew River is, Frank Hanna was able to buy that, I think, for that lot for $75,000. Everyone thought it was an outrage that the city was only selling it for $75,000. He was the only one who wanted to buy it for $75,000. And now you've got a restaurant that's been there for well over 20 years. That's a tremendous success and is a real asset to that part of town. So we have seen it work. There are enterprise zone initiatives in place. There's all kinds of tax abatement abilities. But this is a new one, and it's only on the really big projects, the ones that are $10 million or more.
This does seem as if, as you describe it, that all the people who are investing, these developers, that they all seem to be basically local. That it isn't, we're not seeing somebody come in from the outside.
Well, you get these guys, they're kind of local faces. You look at someone like Nick Simpson and Brett Davis, who used to be partners, but now they've gone their own way. They're doing great things with Salisbury. Brett's model is to buy a building, think of a business to put in it, and then recruit a business and help that business occupy that building and make that building a success, whereas the Gillis Gilkerson model forever was just to renovate a building, put a sign out, you know, for rent, and then hope for the best. So he takes an active role in developing his properties. Nick is doing the same thing with his. But the people that put the money up, you know, a lot of them are from out of town. And I hear that all the time, too, these out-of-town people coming into our community to make money off of us. Well, you know, look at Ocean City. You know, no one who invests in Ocean City really lives there. They're all condominium owners from somewhere else. That's part of their model. And it's not a terrible model. And one of the things I learned when I did reporting on the retail sector in Salisbury is pretty much every shopping center in Salisbury is owned by some out-of-town entity. You know, we don't even think about that. So the idea that out-of-towners are coming in to make money off of downtown, you know, it's an investment. And that's Nick Simpson's argument. He's trying to attract investors from all over the country, and they can put their money anywhere. And it's going to be hard for them to put their money in a community that doesn't believe enough in itself to offer a tax abatement in a situation like this.
Greg Bassett is editor and general manager for the Salisbury Independent. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.